I think I've discovered a rule that could literally help save marriages everywhere.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Hey, it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, and a very cold Monday at that. Well, welcome to Nieces Know Best. We could all use a little advice in life sometime, and Jess has come up with the perfect solution. Jess, introduce us to your nieces, please.
So I chat with my nieces once a week about different things that are going on in my life. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10 and they live in California. And I think it's really helpful to talk to kids because I think that they are just unapologetically themselves without even trying.
Sure.
And I think that my husband, Garage Boy, and I should implement this rule into our house, and I wanted to get their opinion on it.
Okay, so I need you guys to tell me if this is a crazy idea or if it's genius. I am considering asking your Uncle Gerald if we can implement what I would like to call the number two rule, which means if you're about to go number two, to basically announce to the apartment, hey, does anyone else have to go to the bathroom before I go number two? Now, let me tell you why. We only have one bathroom in the apartment, right? And sometimes he'll go in there and I don't know he's gonna go number two. And like, I have to pee really, really badly. So like, if he were to be like, hey, before I go in there, do you have to pee or something? It would give me the chance to run in and go pee, and then he can do his business. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but only because your uncle's the exact same way. We used to live in this really adorable house. The reason we moved out is because there was only one bathroom.
Yeah.
And your uncle would stink it up so bad, it wasn't even funny.
When it comes to having to go pee, in my opinion, it's every man for themselves. Because, like, if there are other people over and you want to go pee and you're like, hey, I have to go pee, does anyone else have to go before me? Like, that might be disturbing.
Okay.
To some people.
Yes.
That's the reason why I disagree with you.
Okay, because you don't want to hear any announcement. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel you. I get both sides of it. I do. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
So let me explain to you why this actually happened. Because really the purpose is I almost peed myself. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Because I was in our bedroom putting away laundry and I had like one more piece of clothing to put away. And in my mind, I was like, oh, I have to pee. After I put this away, I'm going to go pee. But then as I'm putting away the sweatshirt, I hear the bathroom door close and I'm like, okay, whatever. But then like after a few minutes went by, I realized that he was going to be in there for a while. And I was like, I might pee myself. I literally might pee myself. So I just feel like if we're like, hey, does anyone have, and this goes both ways. So this isn't yeah. Just like on him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate. I mean, I was thinking about it the other way. Because if you've listened to the show long enough, y'all already know I'm weird about number twos in general. But I think it also gives the expectation of like, yo, if you're gonna go in after this, you gotta deal with what you're gonna deal with in there. You know what I mean? So it's like gives a hey, like this could be off territory for a while. If anybody needs to go in real quick, go ahead and knock it out. But Maya does make a really good point. I don't think you can do it when you have guests over. I think it's fine to have that pact between the two of you. But can you imagine, like,
I think that's only if you don't have like poop positive people in your life. Whereas like all of our friends are poop positive.
So you feel like somebody come to your house and you just be, hey, I'm about to go in here.
Yeah.
And like, if anybody
has to pee,
I'm telling you, I'd be so freaked out if you did that. Mm-hmm. I personally would be so freaked out.
I just don't want to pee myself in my own house.
I'm curious though, like, do most couples, I don't even remember how I dealt with this in my marriage, but do you guys have like a bathroom rule when it comes to that? Do you give your partner a heads up of like, yo, like, you know? Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Coach from Westminster. I have been married 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have never seen each other in the bathroom.
What? Why?
Love that.
It is a private thing. We have two bathrooms in our house.
Yep.
One is for people who need to sit down. The other is for everything else.
What do you think about just announcing, hey, like, I'm going in here to do
this.
It's
really just a courtesy, like, hey, just in case anyone has to use it real quick, because I'm going to be taking up the space for a while.
That's exactly right. And we do that. My son does it, too. He's 24, and he'll say, anybody need in here? Because I'm going to be a while.
That's nice.
I mean, 20 some odd years of marriage, and there he goes. Coach, it's been too long, man. You got to call us more often. We miss you.
My bad.
That's all right. No apologies needed. We're just glad you're back.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.